Holiday Fest going on June 8th, Monday. It's been a little while. I tell you what, man, we were talking yesterday about just like three things in the house that need to get looked over. Stove's emitting too much gas. Downstairs refrigerator, our extra spare is not working too well. And our ice machine really hasn't been working since these bozos fixed it. Man, you just can't fucking get ahead. Seems like every time one thing fucking gets fixed, another thing comes in. This morning, section of my fence, the post just fucking broke, which means that's gonna be an absolute high one on the list that's gonna have to be done. It's like, fuck, what do? You just fucking have to do it. Find a way to do it. Let's see, what was the next thing? Oh, yeah, this is just a wacky little way to start the day. You know, Current TV has these journalists, it's a program called Vanguard. They travel all over the world, they'll go to like hostile locations and, you know, get these stories that a lot of other news stations don't do. Maybe your National Geographics or some more hardcore outlets, but at any rate, two of these girls accidentally got wrapped up in North Korea while they were doing a story on refugees that were fleeing to China. Well, anyways, they've been there since March, I think St. Paddy's Day, and they've been convicted of, like, they haven't even been specific about what acts have been violated, but they've been convicted of committing hostile acts, but they aren't saying specifically what, against the country. They both got fucking 12 years in a detention camp, labor camp. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's gonna completely break those girls. I just can't even fucking imagine. It's just unreal. You know, when we think about what we have, these are the kinds of stories that kill me about what we really have as Americans here, what we get to do, and what kind of beauty freedom is as a person, as a human, that a lot of people in other countries simply don't fucking have. Like in North Korea, for instance. I could swear, too, that these girls did a story over there before, and it showed how fucking sketchy and itchy these guys were in North Korea whenever you get near them, and if they even smelled that you were from the West. But, we'll see what happens. There's some strong, high-level motherfuckers that are pissed off about this, so this could all work its way out of the wash. At any rate, that's my story. Sticking to it. Enjoy it over there today, pal. Oh, one other thing before I leave. Tonight, I'm going to be at Marquee Park, which is by the Air Force Base, which is something I would have undoubtedly asked you about where it's at. But little Miles boy is going to start T-ball. I know it's probably a bit soon, but you know what? It's never too soon to get out there and start fucking enjoying your life, you know? Also, I got all these little shellfish items the other day at the store and made into a pasta. It was that shit that we used to eat at the seafood shop you and Tony Wolf worked at. I loved it. You guys used to marinate that in some kind of special goop, which I wish I would have figured out what that was. But I made my own concoction. Man, I tell you what, I was having a good time. Got that nice and cold in the fridge, just got some Triscuits, just started going to town. Homemade coleslaw, Jesus, it's lovely, lovely. All right, that's finally it for me. Let the thing